Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Mike, former star over at Hopkins, played for Kenny Novak Jr. over there. Zeke Nnaji, I see, declared for the NBA draft.
Yes, he did. He's going to spend some time with him over Christmas when he was here in town. He came in studio with us there at CCO Radio. And
did he play the piano for you?
I've been to his house once. He played the piano for me. He was a great concert pianist. He taught himself to a large extent. And he sits down there and he just starts playing. And you go, whoa, this guy, he can flat out do it. But he's he had a great year down in Arizona. He just, you know, they didn't know that he was going to move this quickly through the system. And he did. He put up numbers. He did all kinds of things. And by the time middle of his freshman year, you knew he was gone. And you knew he was probably going to be a first-round pick. So, you know, he and Oturo and Trey Jones, there's three that could go in the first round for Minnesota this year, all within a year of each other. He led Hopkins to a state championship. You called that back in the day. They beat Lakeville North, a pretty good championship game. And, yeah, he's got a huge skill set. His father's from Nigeria. His mother's from here. He's got a brother, a cousin that plays on that Hopkins team. He's got a sister that's a really good player that's a sophomore. And Zeke has the ability to shoot the ball a little bit from the outside. So he's got a lot of things going his direction right now.
Hey, yeah. Last night you had a number of people on your show. Brian Lawton, I know, was chatting with you last night.
Yeah, Brian, you talk about the NHL and what they may or may not do. And then on top of it, he said, you know, he traveled a lot with his kids. And he says as he looks back to January, he's not so sure he didn't have coronavirus. And certainly his son, who had 104 temp for a few days, had it, and I treated it with a Z-Pack, and eventually they got through it, and they thought it was pneumonia. But he says, I look back on it now, it sure looks to me, it sure acts like what coronavirus was. And he said that he had just talked to Gary Bettman yesterday, the commissioner of the NHL, and he said that they really are intent on trying to get this season in some way, shape, or form. And you forget they had played 88% of their games. They were not far from the finish line of the regular season. Now, they could pick it up, of course, and play just the playoffs if they ever get a gap or a spot there in the summer. But, you know, you do start talking about if their season, let's say, went into the summer and it lasted through July, training camps in September. I mean, that would be the shortest break ever. Not that they don't, you know, they're getting a double break because they need a break right now. But that would be different. And I'm sure if the NHL goes, if the NBA goes, the NHL will keep playing. If one cancels, the other probably will as well. But he said right now they're very much, the players are negotiating hard, or not even negotiating, just making it clear that they want to finish this season. They're not looking to just get done, get paid, and go home. They really want to play the playoffs.
You had an interesting conversation with Bob Hoffman last night.
Yeah, you and I, Bob, that's a good friend of both of ours over the years for a lot of different reasons. And as you know, Dave, nobody's been more involved in education at different levels and in different ways. But, you know, you got a real at some point in time here, these colleges have got to understand they don't function independent of the economy. So, in other words, next year when these kids go to school, I would expect that if we are devastated economically, you know, we just heard the reports in the Bloomberg Business News on this last quarter for the stock market. There's got to be a lot of adjustments made to get kids to go, because there's a lot of parents that are affected by that too, that are paying that freight for that college fund has now been shriveled up a little bit. But the online learning component, he's been on, as you know, Dave, he's been all over that for a long time. Understanding it conceptually, what it can do, and just what we may see now is all these kids get comfortable in high school doing it, the splurge of kids that opt for that in college, as opposed to the traditional, you know, go to class, live in a dorm, that kind of thing. It's going to be really interesting because economically it's going to make a lot of sense for those kids. And then you get in a great debate of what do they lose out on if they're not in a dorm or they're not in a classroom with people and they're looking their professor in the eye. But I think that's going to emerge as one of the great debates because people see how efficient that is. And once they get comfortable with it, mom and dad are going to say that's a lot easier way to go to college than the traditional way.
Yeah, we could be seeing the future in front of us, the way things are unfolding here. We talk about medicine, but certainly education is another one with all the online learning, and that's interesting. And also interesting is I was talking with the chancellor of our Minnesota State University system, and they're doing, and in fact, one of our good friends here at CCL, his daughter's at the Minnesota State Mankato, they're getting 100% back of the unused money, and the University of Minnesota is not. That's a big story today, so we'll have more on that in the news. Hey, Maxie, I'm going to have you come back in an hour if you don't mind, because I got some other things I want to chat with you about before
you
we get
got
a chance
it. Thanks,
to
Dave.
Let you go to work. He is Mike Max here on WCCO Radio. He's back again here in 1 hour. Coming up next, Senator Amy Klobuchar.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.